Hello, everybody. This testimony, it serves as my outward declaration in my faith in God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this takes it way back. So 2 weeks after I was born, I actually attended church for the first time. Under two loving parents, they brought me week after week to church without fail. And as I grew up in the church, I remember always having tons of fun playing with the other kids, learning about exciting Bible stories such as Noah's Ark and Jonah and the giant fish. But even when hearing those stories, I had always carried doubt in my own mind that what I was hearing, was it true or not? Nonetheless, though, because as a kid, I carried on. I forgot about it, kept on playing, and I never contemplated it for long. And as I grew older, I started to deal with a lot more difficult issues concerning bullying, racism, and addictions in my life. I would often have violent outbursts towards my family and others in frustration to how I was treated, and would resort and later fall into addiction of painkillers and pornography. I just wanted to leave the world, often thinking about death and attempting suicide a few times. My desperation eventually led into anger towards this God I was learning about my whole life. I felt like I didn't deserve to be in that type of situation, and I couldn't understand how a loving God could allow me to go through hardship like that. I began to distance myself from God, and I eventually turned away, no longer believing. As time passed on, my parents actually decided to make a big move to California. Previously, I lived in Wyoming. And as I was starting high school, honestly, my thoughts and my lifestyle were not much different. Even though it was a new environment, I still had desires for suicide, and I continued to find satisfaction in my addictions. And as I was about to start my senior year in high school, I was actually invited to a summer conference by another church that I knew some friends from. My friends persuaded me it would be fun and that I should go, that there would be a lot of people to meet, especially girls. So I decided to go. And the beginning of the conference was very exciting. Tons of fun, tons of games, good food, an In-N-Out truck. We were getting spoiled. But I definitely did not care at all for the spiritual part of the conference. So I went through the waves in the first day. Come the second day, still was falling asleep throughout the whole day, but on the following night, we went through our standard message, prayer, and a time of praise. However, this night, the praise leader invited us into a time of repentance for our sins, something I've heard my whole life, but decided to really dwell upon that time. I spent a good time looking around the room, questioning why I was there. And while my eyes were glancing along other people, the stage, and after that, my eyes actually fixated on a cross on the wall. So I looked at that wooden cross, and I was wondering, again, why was I there? And as I was looking at that cross, suddenly tears started streaming and started welling in my eyes. And that moment changed my entire life. And when I was looking at that cross, what was going through my mind is I was wondering if God had kept me alive for this long, for this moment, to be given another chance to accept him and all that he had promised. Forgiveness of sins, unconditional love, and eternal life. I was considering the possibility that if there truly is a God that forgives me and died for me, even with all how rotten I was and all that I had done, I struggled to understand how God could love me, someone so dirty, filled with such shameful thoughts, always cursing God and ungrateful for the gift of life, willing to throw it away. As I was confessing all my sins, I felt immense healing in my heart and mind with an indescribable feeling of gratitude that God had never left me all along, and now bringing me here up to this moment. I also ended up praying for others, desperately wanting to see all of us in heaven. The reality of eternity became real, and I took a leap of faith and placed my full trust in the Lord that night. Afterwards, my outlook and perspective changed. With my habits and addictions, I struggled, of course. Habits die hard. But I knew something was clearly different, as now I had real convictions to desire what is right and to pursue the Lord more and more each day. Being challenged by the Lord to walk in the path that he leads. And I was also fortunate to be part of so many incredible communities, friends, ministries, and churches that are running this race with me as well. And I'm so happy and excited to formally declare my love for the Lord and commitment for his purpose and kingdom. Lastly, I'd like to end with this quote that I hold very dear to my heart, a quote that summarizes perfectly my prayer during that night in high school when I accepted Christ. The quote is from a pastor by the name of Adrian Rogers, just found it up randomly the day after, and it reads, "God, I don't know whether I'm lost or the Holy Spirit has me under conviction, or whether I am saved and the devil is trying to make me doubt it. But one thing I know, I want to get it certain right now. You said that if I would believe you, then you would save me. With all my heart, as much in me is, once and for all, now and forever, I trust you to save me. I can with full confidence declare that the Lord has saved me and keeps true to all of his promises. Thank you, God. May I remain in your everlasting love and perfect love. And in this outward declaration, I publicly and unashamedly commit my entire life to follow Christ in response to our God who is truly worthy and perfect. Thank you."